Thousands of lightning strikes, reports of tornadoes, freakishly high winds and hail the size of golf balls. For some, it was a frightening and tragic start to Friday. A woman has died after being hit by a falling tree in Cambridge while she was trying to shelter from a flash storm. And Levin locals were rocked by what they describe as a tornado that literally ripped through parts of the town. Well, joining us now to explain what's been happening weather-wise is Met Service expert meteorologist Raveen Das. Hi, Raveen.
Hi, hi.
What's going on here?
Yes, as you have explained, it has been a day of strong winds, heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail, and snow affecting many parts of the country. We had a line of thunderstorms that moved over Kapiti and Horowhenua around 6 to 6.30 this morning. There was an embedded severe thunderstorm cell which passed very close to Levin. And one of our weather stations over there recorded a gust of about 140 kilometers per hour.
140 k's an hour.
Yes, that's quite extreme. While we haven't seen any video footage of a funnel cloud, there's plenty of wind-related damage, which could be consistent with a tornado. However, this can also be a straight wind gust out of a collapsing thunderstorm cell.
So, ultimately, how will you tell? Do you need to see video of the event?
We need to go back and reanalyze the situation, look at all the radar imagery and radar signatures to investigate this failure and see if there are evidences of tornadoes embedded in this.
Okay, so there were also incidents in Cambridge and, as you said, other areas. Are these all connected or are they separate events?
Yes, this band of heavy showers, thunderstorms and hail continued to move northwards across the North Island during the rest of the morning. And this produced around 12,000 lightning strikes in about 6 hours up to midday across New Zealand and surrounding coastal areas. So this is all connected to the main sort of thunderstorm band.
And so where's it gone, and is there any more coming?
This is gone. This thunderstorm band is moving across the country, and it should be gone tomorrow. While this was happening today, we also had a cold, wintry south-to-southwest flow moving up the country, and this brought snow down to lower levels across the lower South Island. So snow was reported to about 200 meters in Clinton, so that's in Clutha, and about 350 millimeters in inland Canterbury near Hororata and Rakaia Gorge. So all of this, the snow showers are slowly spreading northwards across the country while the thunderstorms are pushing away to the north.
Were you expecting this, and were you expecting it to be as severe as it was?
There was a high risk of thunderstorm with gusts up to 100 kilometres per hour covering all the areas that were affected. This was in our thunderstorm outlook, and there was also an indication of severe thunderstorm within that as well.
So it was on the cards. You saw it coming and you put out a warning.
Yeah, there was a thunderstorm, high risk of thunderstorm in the outlook. We also issued a thunderstorm watch for the northern parts of the North Island this morning.
One other thing before you head off, because commuters in Auckland, some of them are struggling to get home. High winds have caused some problems on the bridge. And not all the traffic can go over it at the moment. Is that going to move on pretty quickly?
We have another round of wind watch covering most of the many parts of the North Island and also parts of the Lower South Island. So we're still expecting strong to gale force winds for many places, with the possibility of severe gale west to southwest winds as well. So and this is expected to continue through to the weekend and gradually ease from late Sunday onwards.
Oh, you just blew the weekend for us, didn't you? Hey, I really appreciate your insights there. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Raveen Das, who's the Met Services expert meteorologist.